This is commonly referred to as PULSED. It just so happens that we used Pennsylvania Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment. In some other states, it's called Physician's Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment, or MOLST, which is Medical Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment. Virtually every state has some type of order like this of some sort. In fact, here in Pennsylvania, this has been in operation for a number of years. Unofficially, I guess, is the best word to say it. I think that the Department of Health even uses the form that the organization has put together, although it has no official sanction. It is a pink form, and the whole idea behind this is end-of-life treatment. And the way I look at it is, in my background as a lawyer, many times we did living wills. I look at a living will as being a broader thing that people like us right now, you would have it in case of a catastrophic injury today, we're hopefully healthy, but something would happen. But the PULSED, the intent is this is end of life. And what's interesting about it is living wills generally are made up between a client and a lawyer. The PULSED is a much broader, more detailed family members, specifically a doctor. And what it is the unique thing about it is this is actually a physician order, very much like you would have a prescription. This is the physician order that travels with the individual. And it expresses their wishes about life-sustaining end-of-life treatment. So I would ask for an affirmative vote. I think that it's something I know the primary physician that was leading this movement here in Pennsylvania. He is from my district, and he has won virtually accolades throughout the United States as far as being a person who is involved in end-of-life care. I would also say today I was looking for some background information, and I found a new word, a geriatrician. I'd never heard of that before, but he is also that as well as palliative care. And Dr. Alex Nisbet deserves a lot of credit for his efforts behind this.